Welcome to our Friday Shorts edition of Your Daily Dose. This fun event happens on the last Friday of every month, and believe it or not, this is the 40th edition. So sit back and enjoy these short outtakes from this month's episodes. It won't improve your IQ or cure cancer, but it may just give you a laugh and a little break from all the serious stuff. Enjoy. Sometimes I put it out there so loud, like that I'm into myself so much that people believe it. And that makes me laugh, because if you hang around with me long enough, you realize that life, whenever I mean that stuff, just comes around and slams me. I mean, it humbles me in the least kind way.
Yeah.
So I can be that way for a little while, but it never lasts very long.
I think there's fun in sort of doing a false, not humility, but the other side, the false bragging.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't really feel this way, but if you ask me how I am, I'm going to say handsome. Yeah. I don't 100% feel that way, but, you know, if I keep saying it, maybe.
Well, I like the sound of it, too, coming out of your mouth. How are you feeling today? Handsome.
Yeah, pretty handsome. still doing handsome.
I love it. I love it. Oh, well, you know who the master of that is, though, right? Motion capture? The most effective motion capture actor in the world.
Oh, Andy Serkis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, he's so good.
So good.
He's so good.
And he also is a very good actor.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, he can do almost anything. I think he was undersold.
He was in the Batman.
The Batman.
He had, I think, all of four lines in the Batman.
That's right, because he was Alfred.
He was Alfred,
But he was also that South African bad guy in Black Panther.
Yep.
You know, and you got to see, he's got a little bit of a range.
He was the Gollum in the Gollum.
The Gollum.
The Gollum and the elf, whatever that was called.
I'm so happy to
what
see
was
him.
That? Movie?
No, that's The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
And he was Gollum in The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Gollum in The Hobbit.
Yeah. And then he was the ape in the battle for the planet of the War of the Apes. And he was
so
really
good at
in
nomenclature.
That. Caesar, I believe, was his name in that one. Yeah.
Okay. So you get to come up with a new flavor of soda, like that. Does not exist. It can be any flavor at all. Don't fall into the fruits and the sweets. Just okay. You're gonna the new soda that you're putting out in the market.
Doritos
soda.
Yeah. Why not? Why have it as two separate things where you're drinking soda and eating Doritos?
You remove a whole step.
So much time saved.
And could we add some chunks to it as well, just so we can chew on it a little bit?
Can we add some chunks? Of course we can.
Chunks are never not an option.
Of course we can. Although I could also see it as like a Kool-Aid situation where you've just got the Dorito powder and you're putting it in water or milk or on cereal.
Dude, I used to wet my finger and just eat whole packets of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of six kids, so we were really scrambling for the resources around the house. So anything that had sugar in it, it didn't matter what its original intent was, it became a snack of sorts. This includes the gelatin. Occasionally we get unsweetened gelatin, which I don't know why that even exists, but it's a really horrible thing to discover that you've just dunked your finger into dry
dust.
Unsweetened gelatin.
Yeah.
It just fills your mouth and takes all the moisture out. It's horrible. It's the thing.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. These shorts make me wonder, what's the smallest conversation you can have with somebody? Besides, sup, it's like, hey, hi, hey there, hi, how's it? I feel like these are longer than they probably should be. I'm going to keep working on this. You keep working on you, and I'll keep working on this. Not that you need to work on you. You're fine. You're great. In fact, you're better than great. You're amazing. Sorry, I didn't even imply that you need to work on yourself. What am I even thinking? This is a long conversation.